second item on the learning curve outline is learning how to build databases. Probably the most useful thing that a new user can learn about the demo version is how to use it to build databases and then use those databases to perform research so that you can get an understanding of what factors work, how they work, and what factors don't work. Doing so makes you a student of the game and gives you a better understanding as a player as to the type of things from a foundation level that you should be doing each day. Learning how to build databases is really pretty easy. Basically, at a very high level, all you do is click the Build Database button, point the database builder at a folder where you have unzipped past performance data and results files, and click the Go button and let the database builder do its thing to create a database. For some reason, a lot of new users have the idea that they need to load past performance data and results files into the program first before they build a database. I'm not really sure if they get this idea because of what they've experienced with other handicapping programs or not, but I need to tell you guys that to build a database, you don't, absolutely don't, need to load load data files into the program to build a database. All you really need to do is point the database builder at a folder that has past performance and results files sitting on it. That's all you need to do to build a database. I would strongly suggest that anybody who wants to learn how to build a database take the time to read the Building JCapper Databases Help Doc, where everything about building databases is explained in pretty great detail. Once you actually have built a database, then of course you can use the data window to look at that database and start performing your own research, and that's what I'm going to talk about next.